Friday. And I'm so glad this controversy over the cell phone tracking is over. we can move on to bigger fish to fry here at home rather than worry about this controversy. Steve Bakken.
Scott, I think you're nuts.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
I am Scott Hennon, and, I'm willing to subject myself to the analysis of the audience here today on what's on your mind. To answer that question, as we did last Friday, is this normal or is this nuts? But I see that Congressman Mike Rogers, who is a Republican chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, has come on and said, by crunching a bunch of telephone numbers into a database, we prevented terrorist attacks. So if you ask me, that plus the fact that the Obama administration now is in some measure of political peril because of the hypocrisy of being critics of these kinds of programs during the Bush years and now being in favor of them, what's not to like? We prevented terrorist attacks. That's good, isn't it, Steve?
I would think it would be good, but at what cost? That's my question. Where does it end, and at what cost?
What's the cost? How have you been compromised?
You talk about saving American lives, and I don't want to belittle American lives lost because it's tragic, very tragic. I would never do that. But what's the bigger picture? Are the terrorists trying to kill a few Americans with a few different acts of terror? Are they trying to change our culture, our mindset, make us paranoid, have us looking over our shoulders all the time, living in fear? That's the end game. That's what they're trying to do. Well, they don't have to. We've got our own government doing that right now.
How?
You like the government looking at your cell phone numbers? You like the government looking at your cell phone records? You like the government looking at your emails? Do you trust the government to definitively draw a line in the sand and say, yeah, we're not going to cross that. We're good to hear. We're not going to cross that. Do you?
No, I don't trust government in general. No, there's no question about that. But that's why I've always said if this is a lawful, and that's a very important word, if this is a lawful use, a tool that is, again, an effort to get terrorists that saves lives and crunching numbers with cell phone calls, because that's all it is. They're not eavesdropping. It's what number calls what number, all thrown into a big database that helps
them. Who defines lawful?
Stop terror.
Who defines lawful?
A court, and in this case, the Republicans and the Democrats in the House on the Intelligence Committee, the Republicans and Democrats in the Senate on the Intelligence Committee, the executive branch, the courts. So again, until I hear otherwise, that it is being used unlawfully. And by the way, that could happen. And I would be the first to scream and holler. But if it is lawful and has been done by a Republican administration and Democratic administration and has stopped terrorists, this controversy is over. Am I normal or am I nuts? That's the Friday question of the day. Here's the telephone numbers, by the way, 800-228-0550. We're going to talk crime in Bismarck. We're going to talk farm bill. We're going to get an answer on whether or not the government is, in fact, buying bulk ammunition. We have actually the member of Congress that sponsored the amendment to say, stop it, Homeland Security. And former Congressman Rick Berg will be here to talk about just how tough it is to get a farm bill done. But in the meantime, we want you to tell us what's on your mind, and you can answer this question. Is he normal or is he nuts?
Do you think Scott is normal or not? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. To me, it just comes down to the simple fact that if the terrorist end game was to take American lives, they'd be doing larger scale events. It's not. It's to change our culture. And we've got our own government doing that because now we're looking over our shoulders going, wait a minute, you're involved with this and this and this. Where do the tentacles of the government in every aspect of people's lives end?
Leon in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Oh, man, Steve is starting to sound more and more like my kind of guy. Hey, brother, you know I love you, man, but you got the Planters peanut hat on today. I don't understand it. One point I'd like to make is the Japanese internment camps were lawful, right? Supreme Court upheld that. Do you think it's right? Do you think that was a lawful act to round up all the Japanese Americans and put them in internment camps?
You know, Michelle Malkin wrote a great book about that years ago that I actually, you know, some of what we believed to be true in that whole episode, in fact, was not true.
Separate but equal, Jim Crow laws. I mean, we can go down the line with the Men in Black.
Well, I mean, I take your point because, you know, quite honestly, abortion is legal, and to me, that's murder, right? So,
right.
You know, there's elements of that. But my point is, if a Republican Intelligence Committee chairman and a Democratic Intelligence Committee chairman and a executive branch and a court all sit together and say, hey, we're going to crunch a bunch of cell phone numbers, and from that, we're going to save lives and prevent terrorist attacks. I cannot be against that.
Okay, let me make this point then, Scott. Do you know how many internet service providers have freely given their consent to give up our information, personal information, to the government? Microsoft, Google, Facebook. Where does it stop? There. Two, Obama wants free Wi-Fi for everybody. Why do you think he wants that? When you got your laptop open and your webcam is on, do you know you can be tracked that way? Do you know that if you visit certain websites that you can be tracked that way? We could stop 100% of child abuse and domestic violence by simply going through the webcam and checking in on people's homes that we suspect of child abuse, or we can stop it. But is it right? Is it lawful? Is it liberty curtailing? We cannot go down that road. We can't do it, brother.
Well, a lot of what you described there, I completely agree with you. The point is, though, I'm talking about a cell phone record tracking, not eavesdropping, not anything other than crunching a bunch of numbers. And by the way, it's not Leon Francis calls Scott Hennon. It is this number calls that number. And in other words, think of the practicality of what you described in the way of preventing child abuse, as an example, of having webcams in every house. You can't do that. You couldn't ever do that.
You can do it. You can do it now. The NSA is building a huge facility, $2 billion, I believe, staffed to the hilt, and their main purpose is to spy on U.S. citizens, not on people abroad, on us, right there in Utah. And the conservative state of Utah, that kind of stuff is going on. We cannot be nonchalant about this incremental tyranny.
I'm not so loud. First of all, we'll keep going. Lots of folks wanting to weigh in. Joel in Williston. Normal or nuts? What am I, Joel?
You're not nuts. You're a crackhead.
My gosh! So, by the way, I still haven't gotten the visual out of my head that Leon said I was wearing the planter's peanut hat, and now I'm a crackhead.
I wonder if you have the monocle that goes with that. Do you have the monocle and the cane, the walking stick?
How can you have a conversation that includes the IRS scandal, which is an absolute betrayal on the public, and then turn around and say, oh, but the spying program, they won't use anything in any way that's inappropriate. They're just going to do what they said they're going to do.
Well, then you throw in the AP and everything else that's been going on, and this does go back at least to 2007. This is nothing new. We're just finding out about how invasive it is right now. That's the scariest part.
Well, maybe I'm horribly naive, but if in fact this is an IRS deal, I'm with you. That's ridiculous. That is un-American. Okay, what I'm simply saying is, I'll say lawful. In the Bush administration, lawful, in the Obama administration, Republicans, Democrats involved, three branches of government saying, we crunch a bunch of numbers, we prevent terrorist attacks, I'm okay with that. That's what I'm saying. But if it's used illegally, if it's used because, hey, we don't like homeschoolers, we don't like people that have guns, just make sure I'm clear here. I'm talking about where it's used for its intended purpose. In this case, it saved terrorist attacks from happening. How can we not like that? In other words, the opposite of this, Joel, to you and Steve and Leon before, are you okay if more terrorist attacks happen rather than have cell phone numbers crunched?
No, not at all. You know, in my argument on this and also things like increasing background checks in a bubble, I totally support it. Check check everything you want to check in a bubble, make it as hard as you want to buy a gun. But we don't live in a bubble. We live in a government that encroaches today and then more tomorrow and then the next day and the next day. And before you know it, today, where you say, well, you know, as long as it's getting terrorists or as long as it keeps a few more bad guys from getting a gun, today that was the line. Tomorrow it's much further down. And we're looking back today and we say, oh, man, I long for the days where all they were doing was crunching the numbers.
A new category now, crackhead. Not just a nut. Here we thought we had a fun little Friday
nuts.
We thought we had a Friday little segment here, normal or nuts, but now we've expanded here. We've got peanut hats and we've got crackheads. So thank you, Joel.
Thanks.
I hope the water's working better in Williston. Appreciate the call. Mark, you get the answer very quickly. Normal or nuts? What am I?
Well, you're sympathizing with tyrants, but anyway. The Declaration of Independence says that the only reason governments exist is to secure our rights. And when they don't secure our rights, they can be abolished by citizens.
Well, I think there's something about protecting and defending us in there as well. But we have to go to break. Thanks, Mark. More coming up.
What's on your mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
We're talking today with Kathy Nesbitt of Nesbitt Consulting Service, providing experienced, top-quality well-site geology and geosteering services from Tioga, the oil capital of North Dakota. Kathy, tell us a little bit about the history of your company.
Well, came to North Dakota in 1979 and incorporated in 1980. My husband and I started Nesbitt Consulting Service as an oil field consulting business. Primarily right now, we are well-site geology and mudlogging services. Basically, what we're doing is companies will call and ask for a mudlogging, a well-site geology geosteering crew. And what we do with that is we then provide the services and line up a two-man crew or two-woman crew, and we put the guys and the equipment out there, and they stay for the duration of the drilling the well. So they live on site, and we support them through this office here in Tioga.
For more, go to nesbittconsulting.com or call them in Tioga at 701-664-1492. And you'll find the link to Nesbitt Consulting Service at bakkenbeacon.com.
At Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT 5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit butlermachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Lichty Homes, inviting you to a Lichty Sales Center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Lichty Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Lichty Homes Sales Center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Lichty Homes has a finance package for you.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550.
Normal or nuts? My contention is Scott is nuts on this, whether or not the government is being too invasive, having all of our phone records, knowing who we're calling. Where does it end? And I go back to the show. If you haven't seen it, Person of Interest on CBS, Big Brother's watching. It sounds Orwellian, but it is. It's true. What do you think? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Mike in Mandan, what's on your mind today?
This ain't normal. If Scotty was flying to the moon, he missed that. He's on his way to Mars.
Now you're an astronaut, Scott.
We have whole new categories here.
You're an astronaut.
Two wrongs don't make a right. You know, even if it was under the Bush administration, and now under the Obama administration, it still doesn't make it right. It was wrong then, and it's wrong now. You know, and when is the federal government ever said they were going to gather information and just do so much with it when you know better than that? You can't trust the federal government with any type of personal information because they'll use it and they've been using it. You know?
Give them an inch and they'll take a mile.
I tell you what, though, I wish there was enough awakening of the abuses of government. Look at the fiscal child abuse that our government leaders have subjected us to for decades is ridiculous, right?
There's
a lot not to like. I happen to think one of the primary functions of government is security, right? Is protecting us. And in my view, this is one thing they're doing halfway right. Now, if they abuse it, throw the buck at them, for crying out loud. And do I think they're capable of abusing it? Absolutely I do.
But my point is, I'd
much rather we direct our ire at the nuttiness of government, at things like, the fiscal condition we're in and the things they do horribly.
Well, I just think that, Scott, I really can't. I find it hard to believe. I've known you for years, and stuff. It's just hard for me to believe that you believe it. I think you're being facetious in a way, but maybe I'm wrong.
No, the caveat here is lawful. And again, we're all assuming because of understandable reasons like the IRS thing and everything else that it's not being used lawful. I'm saying, look, a government's job is to protect us. If we know crunching a bunch of numbers prevents terrorist attacks, because I guarantee you, some mega terrorist attack happens, and we find out if they'd have used this system that has worked before and we shut it off because people got mad, we'd go, oh, put that back on.
Yeah,
use that
probably.
System.
My caveat from yesterday, the terms in the NSA report was unique identifiers.
Yeah.
When the government starts talking in vagaries, that's never good for us.
Mike, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. And all the best to you. 800-228-0550. Normal or nuts, what are we? Kevin, Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, Scott. I can't believe you're taking a stand here. Now, I'm going to explain. I'll run a few things. How can we believe what's going on here with the DOJ now and the AP scandal and our State Department with Benghazi and all, and there's the IRS targeting conservative groups with, anything with liberty and Tea Party in their name. You know what? And I contend that actually swung his last election. And here's the thing. You keep saying, well, as long as it's lawful. Well, what's going on right now? I mean, they're snowballing. Who's the calm on the carpet for this? They get in trouble and they take Susan Rice here. The president does, and he gives her a position. Now she's going to hide behind executive order. He's just going to thumb his nose. He's doing exactly what he wants, doesn't care about the law. And we've got the House here to run the investigative committee. ICE has got his hands full. That way we're going to have another one to his plate. I mean, I'm scared. I use Verizon. And you know what? I won't even call the White House and leave a comment anymore or a senator or anything.
We could opt out. We could abstain. There's a lot of things about technology that are good. There's a lot of that are bad. We've allowed this because of how we've expanded the way we're online 24/7. We're on cell phones. We're whatever. We made it easier. If we believe all the bad things can happen, and trust me, this administration's proving it. I'm just simply saying, a particular program approved by a court, the Republicans and Democrats in the House and the Senate and the executive branch of the Bush administration, the Obama administration have done. I don't lay awake at night worrying about this. There's too many other more important things to worry about and to be critical
of. This is important, and I don't care who approved it. They're all wrong. Okay, our founders would be rolling over if you were to ask any one of the signers about this. And here's the thing. You know what? It's it's like you go to the airport and they're gonna search everyone. I got an idea. Instead of taking every last phone call, why don't we use our CIA instead of forming Homeland Security? Why don't you use the FBI for what it was intended for, and target individuals that you maybe suspect and go after their phone calls?
Oh no, Kevin, that's racial profiling. You can't do that.
Well, okay, well, there's a problem. So you're going to check my mother at the airport. She's 82 and in a walker. You're going to strip search her and let them know.
I'm with you both. Again, be smart about preventing terrorist attacks. I'm being consistent on using every tool. Thanks for the call, Kevin. Todd, Bismarck, who's normal, who's nuts here, Todd?
Oh, I think in the main concept of everything, you're completely normal, and Steve is a conspiracy theorist. But I think that's the problem in and there of itself, that we should just automatically trust government automatically. And again, like you're justifying everything. I think of pointing out the fact that you're normal by pointing out all the other problems that are going on as well. So I think in the grand scheme of things, you're perfectly normal.
in a roundabout kind of way. All right, thank you.
Perfect world.
Yeah.
Who's next? Thanks for the phone call, Todd. Dwayne in Williston, what's on your mind today?
Well, I think Bill O'Reilly had it right. He said if a conservative senator calls Trixie from the Hot Licks massage parlor, it's going to get leaked. And I think what we've seen is not so much that stuff gets leaked, but that it gets leaked selectively if it helps certain parts. And I don't know how we can avoid that. I mean, right now the penalty for leaking stuff, as we look at the IRS, is they put you on full salary on administrative leave. We're going to force you to take this paid vacation. So if you are going to address this situation at all and allow it, you have to address it in such a way that if you get caught leaking stuff, you get to sit someplace very unpleasant where you break rocks for 6 years. And unless you do that, you can't have one. You can't have the weapon unless you can control the people who wield it.
Dwayne, thanks. We're going to keep rolling here. Warren in Lemon, South Dakota, what's on your mind? You're next.
I was just going to say the whole deal with the government taking all the cell phone numbers, that's just crazy. I think, I'm all for stopping terrorism and trying to catch people like the Boston bomber, but my problem is at what point am I considered a terrorist? Because I'm a conservative, I'm a far-right conservative, and the IRS has proven that they can be targeted. And my problem is not with catching terrorists, it's with what is a terrorist according to our government.
Well, the IRS considers you one, apparently.
Yeah, and you know, I'm all for catching the crazy guys trying to blow stuff up, but, you know, I don't know when I'm considered a crazy guy.
David and Stanley, you're up next. Please hold. Thanks for the phone calls. What's on your mind? 701-258-0550. 1-800-228-0550. I'm Steve Bakken with Scott Henn, and we'll continue after this.
At Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit butlermachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Lichty Homes, inviting you to a Lichty Sales Center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Lichty Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Lichty Homes Sales Center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Lichty Homes has a finance package for you.
When when you need it the most. Will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse, social unrest, natural disasters,
government takeover,
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
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 Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia, June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
I'm Sally.
This is What's on Your Mind Friday edition. We're doing our usual who's normal, who's nuts. You can weigh in on that question at 800-228-0550. By the way, looks like showers and thunderstorms this afternoon in Bismarck. 75 and sunny otherwise after a slight chance of showers, but some more tonight and tomorrow. Fargo, slight chance of showers. In and out of, sort of, they're talking about some showers until 2 this afternoon and then a slight chance again after 2, 73 degrees for a high today. And pretty much the same thing all around the state. Partly sunny, high near 73 in Minot today, but showers and thunderstorms likely tonight. Out the oil patch, showers and thunderstorms after 1, partly sunny, high near 72, showers and thunderstorms likely tonight. Even as much as a half an inch possible in the oil patch. And they don't need more in the patch. Dickinson, same thing. Showers all throughout the weekend. So showers, sunny. Summer, we hope sometime will be near. Back to the phones in a moment here. What are we looking for current temps right now around the region?
Around the state, we're at 61 in Bismarck, Mandan, Williston 62 this hour, Dickinson 64, Minot 62, in Jamestown 59, Devil's Lake 61, Grand Forks 56, and in Fargo it is 61 this hour.
David and Stanley, the home of Dakota Drug and the Whirlwhip, is here to weigh in on our
I still have to try one of those.
Program today. Can't believe you haven't had one yet. David, how are you?
I know.
I'm pretty good. How are you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
I was just calling in about the Verizon wireless issue. I'm a first-time caller, but I think it's pretty important to me, and I decided to call. I guess one of the points I want to make is it's not really the federal government's job to protect us specifically. Their job is to protect freedom. Now, however, they have to do it without violating the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. Is how they do that. I feel that freedom is far more important than safety. And I believe that most Americans would also agree when they thought about it. That freedom is not more important than safety, then why is it people put their life on the line every single day all around the world to protect freedom? They're willing to risk their life. They're willing to die for freedom. Why would you be willing to die for safety?
Great call, David. I could not agree with you more. What's more important? And I can't stress enough, I don't want to belittle this. What is more important, losing a few American lives or losing America? And losing that sense of freedom that we enjoy here, that, like you stated, so many have given their lives and so much into protecting that. When you start changing the American way of life, that's where I think the terrorists win, David.
Okay, but what is changing the American way of life, David and Steve? Is about a bunch of cell phone numbers in a database where numbers are being crunched. Is that violating our freedoms?
As a matter of fact, it is. It's freedom. It's your right to privacy. For instance, naturally everything is a stepping stone. Years ago it was something, and then we got used to it. And then yesterday was something, we got used to it. Today it's the cell phones, we got used to it. Maybe tomorrow it's they can walk into your house at any given time once, into every house, and look around, thrash the place, looking for a terrorist.
Well, I would be a member of I'd be on the front line of the effort to push that back, whatever it took. I agree with you. Could it go a place? Has this government, has this administration taken things to an extreme? Absolutely. I guess I'm not in the place that feels like a bunch of cell phone numbers being crunched. And again, right to privacy. Okay. If the government wants to listen in on David and Stanley and who he's talking to try and connect dots, that's violating your privacy. Unless they have a reasonable, obviously, belief that you're doing something wrong and have gone to a court to get an authorization to do it. But just to willy-nilly do that, that's a violation of privacy. A bunch
Scott,
of numbers. What number called what number? I don't put that in the same category.
Scott, you said yourself you don't trust the government to draw that line in the sand and not cross it.
Well, I just in general don't trust government because they abuse these things. I'm saying if the lawful use of this program saves terrorist attacks, that, in fact, does exactly how David started this conversation, protects freedom.
Gathering the phone numbers of private phone calls is not legal. It goes against the Constitution. Now, sure, a bunch of people in Washington voted to make it legal or voted to decide to write it down on a piece of paper, make it legal, does not make it legal. It doesn't, and since it contradicts the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, by nature, it is null and void.
David, I hope you call back, okay?
One more quick question for David. David, and I think you might be on my side on this. Do you think the Patriot Act went too far? Should that be repealed? I think that infringes on our rights.
Well, I remember back when they were discussing it, and I was one of the very, very, very few people that was against it. I actually, we lost a few friends because I was against it. I'm nor a Democrat or a Republican, either one. I think they're both, two different mafia families duking it out. I love that
analogy.
I believe that the Democrats are trying to destroy this country running 130 mile an hour, while the Republicans are only traveling at a nice smooth 50. But they're both headed in the wrong direction. Period.
David, you are a very insightful first-time caller. Hope that means you'll call again. Appreciate it very much. Doug and Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell us, Doug.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Say, yesterday you were talking about Walmart, right?
We were for a bit, yeah.
Okay, I live in Mandan, and we're finally getting a Walmart. There's like 20,000 people that are just in love with Walmart. You know why I'm saying this?
Why is that?
There is no stores in this town. Have you been to Mandan lately?
Actually, Mandan's got a quaint little Main Street. I love shopping down on Main Street in Mandan.
What do you buy at Main Street in Mandan besides beer?
Books? Well, a lot of bars, but there's a lot of little shops. One of my favorite sporting goods places are over there.
The one little one. Yeah, okay.
But there's the furniture stores, you got the grocery store down the other. I like the little shops. I love the quaintness of downtown Mandan and on Main Street. It's a great little downtown, and when they set up for little festivals.
We also have an apartment that they want to build again that's going to be empty. If you notice, there's emptiness. That apartment they built a couple years back there, if you look down below that, that's empty. There's no shops in there. So the city of Mandan goes ahead and goes to, hey, we're going to build another one representing Collins there. I mean, where's the sense in that? I'm all for growth. I'm all for Main Street. But what is going on?
And you're not going to be one of those Walmart snobs that protests if you get a Walmart Mandan.
Why would I? It's going to bring tax base to this town.
Thanks for the call, Doug. So appreciate it. We have an email here that says, back to the topic on Verizon, you may be normal, but that is the problem. We as Americans have come to accept the government having their nose in on our personal business. By the way, that was submitted at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter and like us. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. But you can get to all those links very easily at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Sean, Watertown, South Dakota. What's on your mind, Sean?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was wondering, Twin Cities is now talking about getting drones for the police department in order to do surveillance on the citizens of Minneapolis and St. Paul. How far can we go with the surveillance thing before it's illegal? I mean, they're going to turn around and write laws to make it legal, but...
It's all the Big Brother conspiracy theory. We haven't even gotten into the drone discussion or the UAV discussion yet either. And when you start, last week we talked a little bit on it and some of the cameras that are going in. It's kind of a fine line, Sean. Do you agree with cameras replacing in high crime areas some of the foot patrols or some of the cops that are on the beat because they can use those resources somewhere else as opposed to having officers there? Where do you draw the line on, okay, cameras and then drones and then checking your emails and your phone records and everything? Where is that line, Sean?
I'm not at all for an anti-state.
We have
regular freedoms set out by the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and then the government's job is to turn around and make sure that we maintain those freedoms and not hand them away. Give them away.
Sean,
there was a lot of people turned around and called George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and them terrorists.
Yes,
a lot of
they
people
did.
Referred to them as terrorists.
Sean, I want to ask a quick question. Do you think this is what is the downfall of the bad side of the Verizon? It isn't just Verizon. We keep saying Verizon. For all we know, it's every cell phone company. It's every internet company, right? Is that what it leads to? So you're saying,
that's the road we're going down.
Today it's crunched cell phone numbers. Tomorrow it's drones in every town. Is that your point?
Well, it's not tomorrow. They're discussing putting drones in there right now.
Well, they already used the legislative discussion today. Border Patrol uses them as well, you know, domestically. Now we know that as well. Sean, thanks for the call. Steve Bismarck, you're next. What's on your mind, Steve? Quickly.
Yeah, I was going to talk about Verizon, and I think it's the same as the camel putting his head inside the tent. Do you really think they're just going to stay where it is, or is he going to go inside the tent? And the camel is Obama trying to get a hook on Karl Rove and how to destroy him. Maybe, and he might save lives too, but who knows?
Think of the practicality. I mean, first of all, you know, an earlier caller used the example of, you know, targeting members of Congress because of things they're doing and how this stuff gets leaked and everything else. I'm just trying to get my mind around all the cell phone calls. Can you imagine that amount of traffic, how logistically you could even do that? I mean, how they can listen to Stephen Bismarck and Scott and Fargo and, our caller in South Dakota and then say, oh, okay, well, he's calling them, so they're, yeah. I just don't think that's practical. I don't think that's, I think they've found a way to crunch numbers when they throw all the numbers in there and come up with a system that says, this is one we need to zero in on. And I don't think that means our privacy is being violated, because I think that's impossible. I mean, logistically, put your mind around that, Steve. Can you imagine that happening? I can't. Maybe I'm the nuts one here. That's what most folks think.
You are.
Normal or nuts at the Friday survey, 800-228-0550. We're going to talk Farm Bill coming up. We're going to talk about the government buying ammo and more. Stay tuned for all that.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Select Energy Services, an industry leader in innovative and efficient end-to-end water solutions and well site services, is looking for experienced Class A CDL drivers with clean driving records and water hauling experience. At Select, we believe our most valuable assets are the hardworking employees that we are proud to call our team. We offer excellent benefits and competitive wages. To apply, contact our Williston office at 701-875-5500 or visit selectenergyservices.com. Select Energy Services, one source for total water solutions.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
At Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT 5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit ButlerMachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Lichty Homes, inviting you to a Lichty Sales Center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Lichty Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Lichty Homes Sales Center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Lichty Homes has a finance package for you.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank, founder of eFoods Direct. Right now, we have a huge number of Americans that are in serious trouble right smack dab in the middle of the Oklahoma disasters. I know that thousands of you, like us, are frustrated with not being able to help those who have lost so much and are in so much pain. We can't stand idly by. Food is the best way to help the victims and support the relief effort. We have a plan for any of you who would like to partner with us in providing food in this desperate time of need. We've built a 7-day emergency food package containing breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a whole week for one adult valued at $60. Your $25 will ship this life-saving supply directly to those in need. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. The food is contributed at considerably less than cost. Thank you.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hannon. We're going to be chatting with Dale Wetzel coming up in just a few minutes. Find out what's going on his program tomorrow. And but first, let's get one more caller in. Russ in North Dakota, what's on your mind today?
Hi there. I was reading in on one of you guys was saying that couldn't wrap your head around the numbers gathering it would take to monitor all these numbers. I work in the telecommunications industry. And you'd be surprised how much we can call data for that stuff. And what the computers that the federal government owns compared to ours, they guard look like an abacus. And secondly, the court working with law enforcement over the years, they've told me that the courts have taken away two of the greatest tools they had, racial and ethnic profiling. And the reason they say that is because people don't like it because it works. Look at Israel. They're not a very free nation, but their airline problems haven't happened since they've tightened up all their stuff 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah, that political correctness that gets mucks up the works is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Correct. And by the way, if they could do that so they didn't have to have every number, I'm just saying if they crunch every number and it leads to preventing terrorist attacks, I got to be okay with that. When people of both parties, when both branches, all three branches of government, when everyone's involved, when a court's involved, I'd be like, okay, all right, you've done enough checks here now, because I want to watch those that are watching. You know, I don't have any more trust than anybody else that's called this program today, but just by saying, you know, what I've said, that if it prevents terrorist attacks, I'm okay with them crunching numbers. I've lost count on how many people think I'm nuts today, Steve. You might have. But so you're telling me, Russ, and I take your expertise as a telecommunications guy, you think it's practical for them literally to be watching by crunching these numbers? In other words, by knowing who you call, not by listening, but by knowing who you call, they can literally zero in on, you know, Dale Wetzel and know when he's mad about open records laws being violated or whatever?
Oh, yes, very much so.
That's easy to do. That's practical when you're talking about a country of how many hundred million people.
Very practical.
That's scary. Russ, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. All right. Dale Wetzel is here, host of the Dale Wetzel Show, managing editor of the Great Plains Examiner and Great Plains News. Open records law is going to be in the focus this weekend, or do you have lighter topics planned for Saturday's Dale Wetzel Show, Mr. Wetzel?
We're going to be talking about license plates, for one thing. I think that's some interest. We're going to have a new license plate issue in North Dakota for the first time in 20 years. And things have to be done. It has to be designed. It has to be manufactured. And I think people want to know what it's going to look like. People want to know when they're going to get them. We're going to be talking to some people from the Department of Transportation about that. We're also going to be talking to the president of a national automobile license plate collectors club. And they named North Dakota's license plate as the best in the country back when it was issued. We're also going to be speaking to Clay Jenkinson about his new film about Harold Schaefer, the father of former North Dakota Governor Ed Schaefer and probably North Dakota's most famous businessman. That film is premiering in Medora on Sunday at, I believe it's 1 o'clock Mountain Time. We're also going to be speaking to a gentleman named Aaron Esline, who is he's a coatings and utility inspector in Western North Dakota. One of the things we're going to be trying to do on the show is speak to people who are new to North Dakota, and get their impressions of the state. What do they think of, the welcome that they've gotten here? What do they think about, North Dakota in general? I think an outside perspective is pretty good. Mr. Esline, recently had his truck keyed. Someone wrote oil trash on his truck. So he's a bit perturbed about that, but I think I did speak to him earlier, and he said that he likes it here, and I think those kinds of perspectives are valuable. We're also going to have the outgoing chancellor of the North Dakota University System, Dr. Hamshirvani, and he's going to be speaking about what he's going to be doing next with his life, and also what recommendations he would have to improve the State Board of Higher Education. I think you'll find this rather interesting.
That sounds
Dale, the license plate thing is a little fascinating to me. Are we looking at a new design, Dale, or are we looking at a new design and a new format? Because we've got the metal plates now. A lot of the other states have gone to the flat plates that aren't embossed.
Yes, we're going to have a new design. In fact, that has to be approved by a legislative committee that is made up of appropriations committee members in the House and Senate. We're going to have a new design, and also, as you mentioned, these new plates are not going to be embossed. They're not going to have the raised letters, which I think are much cooler, actually, than the flat plates where you just put a sheet of a reflective material on them, and that's it.
Otherwise, we'll be like Minnesota. We're the cool state right now.
Yeah, these plates are going to look a lot different. And it's too bad. bad that the embossed plates are going by the wayside, but I guess that's the price of progress.
So who gets to vote on, you know, the different, will there be like a competition for the new design? Will Peace Garden State still be on it? What's it going to look like?
Well, Peace Garden State has to be on it. That's in the law, and that was not changed by the legislature. I suspect that what's going to happen, this is not known yet, but I suspect that what's going to happen is there are going to be several designs presented to this legislative committee, and they're going to choose one. And then the Department of Transportation will start manufacturing them, and this is going to be happening fairly soon. This whole process needs to get started in July.
Dale Wetzel, host of the Dale Wetzel Show, ladies and gentlemen, on a number of these radio stations that you're listening to, What's On Your Mind on right now, Saturday mornings. Should be lots of fun. Thanks, Dale. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Scott.
And Steve, you ready to do this all over again?
Let's do.
Another hour to go, normal or nuts, and a couple of guests on the Farm Bill and ammo purchases by the federal government coming up.
What's On Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
I want to tell you about a North Dakota product that gets rid of odors, the bad smells. This product is out of Zeeland, North Dakota. Daryl, tell us about odor medicine. What kind of smells can it destroy?
What odor medicine does, it destroys the odor molecule. Basically, it kills skunk smell, cat urine. You can mold, musty smells. If you got a camper that had a refrigerator that went out that's got a stinky smell in their refrigerator, it'll destroy the odor in that refrigerator permanently. And that's what it does. It basically destroys the odor so the odor will not come back. We give 100% guarantee that smell ever comes back. Call us up or refund your money.
The stench of rotting meat in a freezer that lost power. Think of that. That odor destroyed. If you go to GetRidOfSmellNow.com, use the promo code Scott, get 10% off your order, plus free priority shipping. GetRidOfSmellNow.com, 100% money-back guarantee. You can't beat it, and it's North Dakota made.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
GCN listeners have their minds wide open, and open minds are inventive minds. America urgently needs new products and services to grow companies and to create new jobs. I'm Russ Weinzimmer of Russ Weinzimmer & Associates PC, a national law firm helping individuals and small companies across the U.S. As a GCN listener myself, I know this country is in deep trouble and it's time to take action. Even if you've never worked with a patent attorney before, we will work with you to get strong strategic protection for your invention. Just contact us for a free consultation to see if you can become a client. We are registered patent attorneys, so all consultations are completely confidential. Just go to strategicpatentlaw.com or call 800-621-3654 for your free consultation. That's 800-621-3654 or go to strategicpatentlaw.com. From your mind to the marketplace.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.